FM and Resurrection playing out our favourite songs of the year. Part one, part two, next week, of course. That was German band The Radio Field, which is actually Lars from another band called Subterfuge. That was taken from their new album Don'ts and Do's, and that's a collaboration on vocals with Federica from the New York-based Phantom Handshakes. Came out in July, and before that, Everything and Cold Reactor. That was taken from their seventh album, Mountain Head, which is out on March the 1st next year, but released as a single this year. Is a band from the 90s, still going strong. I loved L7 when they were around first time round. And they're making some great music today. Here's a single that came out in September. This is Cooler Than Mars.
Leave it all behind.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. Now, that is from one of my favourite new artists of the year and from my favourite album of the year. The artist is Argentinian duo Pacifica. Just saw them at the Academy 2 and they were absolutely brilliant. That was from their debut album, Freak Scene. Came out at the end of September, and With or Without You. Definitely worth keeping an ear out for what's coming up in 2024 from them. Hala before that, the borderless alt-indie project of Detroit-based songwriter and producer Ian Ruhalla, and a track entitled RSVP. A local artist now, well, she's from Essex, based in Manningtree, although Manningtree is pretty much as far away from Essex as you can get from where we are here. Absolutely thousands of miles away. Anyway, this is Becky Blinko, former front woman of a band called Anna's Bones, who we featured towards the beginning of this year, and she's already releasing some solo stuff now. Here's her most recent single, came out in September. This is There, There, There. Phoenix FM and Resurrection, Thomas Walsh and A Good Day For Me. That was taken from his album The Rest Is History, which came out at the end of October. Thomas Walsh has been making music for many years under the name Pugwash, and he's also one half of the Duckworth Lewis Method, who produced a couple of albums with Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy. Not sure when that was, probably the mid-2000s, I think now, quite a while ago. I've met Thomas when I interviewed a Duckworth Lewis Method at Latitude quite a few years ago, and he's an absolutely lovely guy. Really good at ploughing that sort of Beatlesy psychedelic furrow. If you like that, check out more of his stuff. Before that, Glasgow band Quaint, debut single from them, it's one of my favourite of the year, came out at the beginning of September. That was Reflections. You can find them on Twitter at Quaint Band. Now, one of my finds of 2022 was definitely Australian band Worker and Parasite. Unfortunately, because they're in Australia, the chances of them doing any gigs in the UK anytime soon are probably unlikely. I would absolutely love to see them live. They should just probably release more stuff, and that will keep me happy in the meantime. They have released one album, and it's a live album called Live at HUM, which is a Melbourne music venue, came out in March on Bandcamp as a download, and also a cassette. I have to admit, I was tempted to buy the cassette, but I don't think I've got a cassette player anymore. Who knows? Might pick it up another time. This is from the Live at HUM album. This is Crisis.
Opportunity to re-educate incredibly contagious and dangerous virus that is moving across the world from one hotspot to another.
Looked in the mirror, so many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlight. I heard no echo, there was distortion everywhere. Standing there, found my transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue. You were the hero, I was the dark room. I'm the shining light. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection playing out our favourite singles of the year. That one was very high up on my list. Annabelle Lee, they're a band from Brussels, and that's taken from their second album Drift, which came out in March. That was Kiss and Ride, and before that a second track from The Ballad of Darren. We just played The Narcissist by Blur, my favourite single of the year. Had so many good ones to choose from, and I did plump for Blur in the end. So great to hear them back again. I think they're back on hiatus now, but really glad to have another album and a few excellent gigs, brilliant memories. Our next track is from London band Bar Italia. Also, coincidentally, the name of a Pulp track on Different Class. I think it's the one that closes the album, and Pulp were absolutely fantastic when I saw them at Hammersmith Odeon this year, but not playing any Pulp on the show because they didn't release anything. Who knows, it might happen though. They've got more gigs lined up for next year, so you never know what's going to go on there. Anyway, this track is taken from the band's second album, The Twits. They actually released two albums last year. The debut in May and this one in November. I absolutely love the three-way call and response on this. This is My Little Tony. And I have to admit, a bit confused about the title name as well.
With all the young dudes. Oh, just haven't got a clue what I'm hiding in my brand new shoes. Do you? This city gets right under your skin, so pretty, flying the flag.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection with me, Paul Golder, playing my favourite songs of 2023. That was Emma Anderson, formerly, of course, of Lush, active in the 90s, and they had a little reunion a few years ago as well. Managed to see them live for the first time. After Lush, Emma was in Sing Sing, who had a fantastic album around about 2000-2001. I know Nick Field on the station's a bit of a fan as well, I seem to remember. Or did I make that up? I can't remember. Anyway, Emma released her debut solo album, Pearlies, back in October on Sonic Cathedral. Her first new music since Lush released the Blind Spot EP in 2016, and that was Bends the Round from it. Craig Walker and The Cold before that. Craig is the frontman with Power of Dreams, Irish band who were very active in the late 80s, early 90s. And The Cold is Canadian producer and songwriter Eric Alcock. Now, that was taken from their debut album, Electric Shoes. That was the title track, and a collaboration with Mark Reeder as well. Going to squeeze in a few more of my favourite songs of the year. Here's the Drop 19s, band from Boston, who released their first album in 30 years in November, Hard Light. This is The Price Was High.
like an old TV show, something I already know, something I already like.
Felix FM and Resurrection playing our favourite songs of the year, and that was Gold Baby. Band I caught at the Finsbury in London supporting Salad at the end of 2019, just before COVID hit us all. That was a single they released in June, Colonial Pop. And that's almost it for part one of my favourite songs of the year, part two next week. I chose about 64 songs, and every single one of them is a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. So much great music that I played this year. Literally whittled them down from about 1,000 tracks. Gonna leave you with a debut single from an unsigned Cheltenham duo who sent me this song back in February. They are called Truck. Love this song. We put it on the Phoenix FMA list earlier this year. This is Treading Water. Gonna be back with more of my favourite songs from 2023 next week, so I'll see you then.
Like treading water. So it's happening, it's my name.